Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now here's my question for you. 你最喜欢的节日是什么? What's your favorite festival or holiday? 你喜欢农历新年吗? Chinese New Year? 中秋节? Mid-Autumn Festival? Perhaps Christmas? You know, we have a pretty good time at Christmas with our Studio Classroom Christmas rallies. You should come see it later this year. Much later this year. Anyway, today's title is An Extraordinary Event. And today we're learning about another holiday. It's called Easter, which is tomorrow. So why is our lesson called An Extraordinary Event? Well, something happened 2,000 years ago that was truly extraordinary or amazing. And what was that? What do people celebrate at Easter? Yes, that is the question. What do people celebrate at Easter? You'll find the answer in our lesson. Also, how many people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead? How many people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead? Oh, wait a minute. Did I just give away the answer to the first question? It's okay, I guess. Friends, let's begin.
An extraordinary event. What happened at Easter? People around the world will celebrate Easter tomorrow. But what exactly are they celebrating? They are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, God's Son. Every life on earth has ended in death, but Jesus' death ended in life. Many believe Jesus' resurrection is one of the most reliable facts of history. Not only the Bible, but also other non-Christian historical accounts tell about Jesus, a real person. He lived in the Middle East more than 2,000 years ago. He never made a lot of money or ruled a country. It was his revolutionary teachings that angered the Jewish leaders of the day.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 extraordinary 这个形容词 extra 这个字首是指超越的意思 ,ordinary 是指平凡或普通的所以呢 extraordinary 就是指非凡的或者是了不起的或是特别的。注意这个字的 r 后面的 a 是不发音的而且重音是在第二个音节所以念成 extraordinary。例如The general is a man with extraordinary ability and courage. 这位将军是位有超凡能力与勇气的人。或者是 The director's extraordinary talent to tell stories earned him many film awards. 这位导演说故事的特殊才华帮他赢得许多的电影奖项。接下来我们看 resurrection 这个名词。R-E 这个字首是指再一次。S-U-R-R-E-C-T 这个字根有起来的意思所以 resurrection 是指复活如果是指耶稣基督的复活的话注意它第一个字母 R 就要大写而且前面要加上定冠词的例如 many Christians believe in the resurrection and Jesus' second coming 许多基督徒都相信基督的复活以及再来 resurrection 也指复苏例如 people are hoping the new leader can bring resurrection to the country's economy. 人民都盼望新的领袖能够带来国家经济的复苏。
So Rebecca, are you ready to talk about an extraordinary event here on...
I am always ready to talk about extraordinary events.
I was going to say here on our extraordinary show.
Oh, yes. Gabe, we do have an extraordinary show, and we always talk about extraordinary things. We're about to talk about an extraordinary event.
And that event, of course, is Easter. And we're reading a little bit about this in our lesson. I have to say, we have a lesson about Easter almost every year, and around Christmas time, we might also talk about Jesus Christ as the real reason to celebrate Christmas. And sometimes we get feedback saying, why do you guys talk about the same things every year? And I have to say, if this story is true, if Jesus really did rise from the dead, if he resurrected from the dead, which I believe it's true, then it's a very important thing to talk about because it can change your life.
I will also tell you, Gabe, that I've heard this story many times, mm-hmm. and I've talked about it many times, and every time I talk about it, I get really excited. Because just imagine for a moment how extraordinary it is. Someone dies, Jesus dies. 3 days later, he rises from the dead. Mm-hmm. That is worth talking about.
Well, yeah, because it is unusual, mm-hmm. right? That's what makes it a miracle. That's why we should pay attention to it, because it's not something that just happens every day. So friends, we're learning about an extraordinary event. What happened at Easter? We read people around the world celebrate Easter tomorrow, which is also my sister's birthday, by the way.
So Gabe, make sure you give your sister a call and wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, I will. And I'll also wish her a happy Easter.
Oh, well, that's a good thing to do as well.
Oh, so how does our lesson continue?
Well, we read here a question. But what exactly are they celebrating? And we see the answer. They are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, God's Son. Every life on earth has ended in death, but Jesus' death ended in life. And so, once again, as a reminder, Jesus died. 3 days later, he rose from the dead.
And I like this sentence, okay? Every life on earth has ended in death. And that's true. Everybody dies. But Jesus' death ended in life. So not only did he come back to life, but he promised everybody who believes in him will also have eternal life, life forever with him. So this is an understatement in our lesson. It's a very powerful statement.
Many believe Jesus' resurrection is one of the most reliable facts of history. And now, reliable is a great word for you to know. Typically, when I think of something that's reliable, it takes me back to my days when I was in college and I had to write a lot of papers. My instructors always told us students that we had to use reliable sources, mm-hmm. reliable books, when writing our papers.
Right. So I think of maybe a reliable person.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes.
So it's important to have reliable research or sources when you're writing a paper. And it's also important to be a reliable person, someone that other people can trust.
Exactly. And we continue with our lesson. Not only the Bible, but also other non-Christians, Christian historical accounts tell about Jesus, a real person. So if someone is a real person, that means that they're real. But what if they're not a real person?
Well, oh, you mean like a fictitious character, like in a cartoon?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, or story.
That's what I was thinking of, that word, fictitious.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jesus is not a fictitious character or a fictitious person. He's not a creation of fiction. No, he's actually a real person.
Now, a fictitious person would be mm-hmm. someone like in the book Treasure Island. All the characters in that book are made up. They're not real. So they are fictitious.
And of course, there are lots of fiction novels, right? They're wonderful stories, but they're just made up. They're not real. They are fictitious stories. But we read here that Jesus is a real person. He lived in the Middle East more than 2,000 years ago. He never made a lot of money or ruled a country. But what made him special? Well, it was his revolutionary teachings that angered the Jewish leaders of the day.
Well, now it's time for a revolutionary info cloud with Ken and Luke.
Ooh, it'll change your life.
Hello, friends. Today, let's look at a couple of idioms that involve ropes. To show someone the ropes, to learn the ropes, and to know the ropes.
Ken, are we talking about learning how to use actual rope?
Not exactly, Luke. However, the origin of this expression does come from the use of ropes. Before the invention of the steamship, sailing ships had a complex system of masts and sails, which were controlled by ropes. The people who knew the ropes and understood how to control the sails were the senior members of the crew.
So the aspiration of many young sailors was to know the ropes as quickly as possible. New sailors would go on to learn the ropes, to know which rope hauled up which sail.
Since then, this expression has been used to mean learning and understanding how to do a particular job. Before I started teaching English, I took some time to learn the ropes from other English teachers in order to understand how to effectively teach the subject.
And those teachers showed you the ropes. Friends, if you keep working hard, we believe that you will eventually come to know the ropes.
我们先来学几个跟 ropes 绳子相关的片语。一个是 learn the ropes， 是为什么要学习绳子？这个片语原本是用在菜鸟水手身上，在出航时，这些新手都要学习如何系绳子，如何打上坚固的结，才能够让帆船顺风而行。后来 ropes 这个字就代表特殊或专门的技术。我们在任何的工作必须 learn the ropes， 学习它的要领跟诀窍。这些诀窍当然是老鸟最熟悉，因此老鸟的工作就是 show someone the ropes， 教这些菜鸟专门的技术。一旦学会上手了，这些新手就 know the ropes。 要注意，在这些片语中 ropes 都要用复数，后面要加 s。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再见。
Studio Classroom. Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom and friends, 复活节快乐。Yes, tomorrow is Easter, and that's what we're learning about in our lesson today. It's called an extraordinary event. And most people's lives end in death, but Jesus' death ended in life.When he rose from the dead and he gave life to all who believe in him. Well, we have more to learn about this revolutionary man. And remember that question I asked earlier? How many people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead? The answer is coming up.
An extraordinary event.Christian and non-Christian authorities agree that Jesus was crucified. 3 days later, his tomb was found empty. Jesus had risen from the dead. His followers, as well as many non-followers, saw him. In all, more than 500 people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. More importantly, his disciples changed.After Jesus' death, they hid, fearing for their lives. After Jesus' resurrection, they became bold witnesses for Jesus and his message. That message still changes lives today, just as it did 2,000 years ago.
好，来继续我们看 crucify 这个动词 ,C-R-U-C 这个字根有十字架的意思。所以 crucify 是指钉十字架。例如 ,in the Bible, it says one of the two criminals who were crucified was Jesus repented and got saved. 圣经中提到和耶稣同钉十字架的两个罪犯之一悔改并且得救了。crucify 也指折磨或者是严厉的批评。例如 ,the actress's bad acting in the movie was crucified by the critics. 这位女演员在这部电影中糟糕的演技被影评家无情的批判。最后我们看 disciple 这个名词。disciple 原本是指弟子或门徒。例如 ,Paul was one of Jesus's disciples and he founded the first church in Europe. 保罗耶稣的门徒之一建立了欧洲的第一个教会。注意 disciple 的第一个字母的 D 如果大写特别是指耶稣的那十二位门徒例如 the 12 disciples who were called, trained, and sent by Jesus changed the history of the world. 这十二位被耶稣呼召、训练并且差派的门徒们改变了世界的历史。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we learned more about this extraordinary event. Christian and non-Christian authorities agree that Jesus was crucified. 3 days later, his tomb was found empty. That's extraordinary. What happened to Jesus?
Exactly. Where was his body, right? So Jesus had risen from the dead. His followers, as well as many non-followers, saw him. Interesting. So people that were his disciples or people who were following him saw him, as well as people who originally weren't following Jesus. And how many people followed? That's the question I asked earlier. Or how many people saw him after he rose from the dead?
Well, the answer was more than 500 people. In all, more than 500 people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. And here's another trick question. What word do we want to talk about?
The two words. In all.
In all.
Okay, so in total. And we usually use this phrase when we're talking about a number of some kind. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in all, more than 30 people got sick from our wedding food.
Gabe, I am surprised you're talking about that.
Yeah, I was pretty upset when it happened.
I thought it was a pretty sensitive subject.
I mean, it happened.
It did, yeah.
And I'm happy that nobody died.
Well, that's a good thing to be happy about.
Yeah.
Me too. So in all, more than 30 people got sick at your wedding.
Why do you have to repeat it? Rebecca, do you have another example? You just like repeating. Yeah.
Well, in all, more than 1,000 people came to the concert. That was a pretty good concert. Great band. In all, more than 1,000 people came.
Well, our lesson says, in all, more than 500 people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. Now, where do we get this information? We get it from the Bible. It's a letter that Paul wrote later in the Bible. And some people will say, well, that's from the Bible. How can we trust the Bible? Paul wrote that over 500 people saw Jesus, some of whom are still living. His idea is that if you don't believe me, you can ask these people. So that is why we believe what is written in the Bible, partly, is because of things like this. That Paul writes this, you can trust what he wrote because there were other people alive who also saw it.
Exactly. Well, we continue with our lesson. More importantly, his disciples changed. Now let's talk about these words, more importantly. This is usually used when you're talking about several different things, or maybe several different things happened, but then one of the things is more important than everything else. You could say, more importantly.
So more importantly, what's another way to use? Actually, I usually think this is good for writing, like when you're writing something.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, I just think it's more appropriate for when you're writing something. So you can write down reasons for something, important things, and then more importantly, and then write what you need to say. But of course, there could be many different reasons for something, right?
Yeah.
What's the most important reason? Rebecca, do you have something else you want to share about this phrase? Yeah? More importantly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at my example.
You know, we like to teach English here at Studio Classroom, but more importantly, we like to have a good time.
We really do.
Actually, maybe we like to have a good time, but more importantly, we like to teach English.
Well, actually, this reminds me of myself.
Yourself.
Yes, myself as a kid. Mm-hmm. I used to love doing lots of different things. I really, really enjoyed jumping on our trampoline. I liked to go running. I loved to exercise. I liked to read. But more importantly, I loved to sit down, read my Bible, and spend time journaling.
That might be able to change your life.
Oh, yes, indeed.
In more important ways. So, more importantly, his disciples changed, and that is very important because without his disciples, we wouldn't have God's word with us today. But we continue, after Jesus' death, they hid, fearing for their lives. After Jesus' resurrection, they became bold witnesses for Jesus and his message. And just like I was saying, They were the ones that wrote what we have. What we know about Jesus today is because of his disciples.
And that message still changes lives today, just as it did 2,000 years ago. Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a
review skit.
People around the world will celebrate Easter tomorrow. But what exactly are they celebrating?
I'm not too sure.
Well, it's the resurrection of Jesus, God's Son. Think about it. Every life on earth has ended in death, but Jesus' death ended in life.
Interesting.
And Jesus' resurrection is one of the most reliable facts of history.
It's in the Bible, right?
That's right. Other historical accounts tell about Jesus, too. He was a real person. He lived in the Middle East more than 2,000 years ago. He never made a lot of money, nor did he rule a country.
No?
It was his revolutionary teachings that angered the Jewish leaders of his day.
So how did Jesus die?
Well, authorities agree that Jesus was crucified.
On a cross?
That's right. But 3 days later, his tomb was found empty.
Empty?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Jesus had risen from the dead.
He rose from the dead? Were there any witnesses?
There were. More than 500 people saw Jesus after he came back to life.
Whoa, that's convincing evidence.
More importantly, his disciples' lives changed.
They changed?
Yes. After Jesus' death, they were afraid and they hid, fearing for their lives.
And after the resurrection?
Then they became bold witnesses for Jesus and his message.
It must be an important message.
Yes. Jesus died to forgive us. And that message still changes lives today, just as it did 2,000 years ago.
Wow, that is amazing.
It truly is. Oh, let's take a closer look. Here, this way. Come, follow me.
So will you let this message change your life today?
Hey, that's a good question. Friends, do your research. If you're not sure about this story, do your research. All historians agree Jesus actually lived, and he can change your life. And we want to say,
Happy Easter!
We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.